Flood victims found that much of the money meant for homeowners instead can go to private insurance companies that often fight victims' claims.
The National Flood Insurance Program is responsible for all flood policies in the U.S. and is nearly $25 billion in debt. Insurance premiums and taxpayer dollars fund the program. But FEMA doesn't administer all the policies. It outsources to private insurance companies called Write Your Owns. They and all of their agents get paid out of the same pot of money as flood victims. In effect, by paying their premiums on time every year, homeowners help fund the very lawyers fighting them in court.
For more on this and all of today's top stories, please join me tonight on the CBS Evening News. Now this.
To prevent and relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
I'm running a pretty serious side hustle thing. I drive, I deliver, I DJ, I podcast, I hustle. It's a lifestyle. Until one of the side things pops off. It's apps, mail, messages, and music all day, all night. What gets it done is AT&T prepaid for only $55 a month with autopay. I even brought my own phone and got $50 of service free. It's more hustle, less hassle. Man, that's a pretty good line. Marketing should be one of my side things.
Switch to AT&T prepaid with no activation fees and no annual contracts and get unlimited data on one line for only $55 a month with autopay. Plus, get $50 of service free when you bring your own device. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing.
$50 credit offer ends 6/7/18. Requires activation and payment on new line of service on $65 per month plan and auto pay enrollment. Credit applied within 21 days of first month payment. Wireless price includes $10 auto pay discount. AT&T may slow data speeds when network is congested. Video streaming limited to SD. Additional charges, speed, usage, and other restrictions apply. See store for details.
And now, Maine's best guest list, live from Bangor, this is Downtown with Rich Kimball.
Hey, it's hour two of Downtown on a Monday afternoon. The second hour brought to you every afternoon by Slipping Gears Cycling at 753 Stillwater Avenue in Bangor. Yeah, biking season's here. See the great folks at Slipping Gears and get everything you need. Be sure and like them on Facebook for updates as well. Shop in person or online at slippinggears.com. Downtown is also presented by Cross Insurance, where security meets strength. In this second hour of the show, we go to the movies with Alan Adams. Pass the popcorn. We'll get Alan's thoughts on Infinity Wars in just a little bit, but we get things rolling by talking baseball with the head coach of the Maine Black Bears, Nick Durba. Nick, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks. How's your Monday so far?
It's been okay. You know, it's been better, but not too bad.
Tough weekend for your Black Bears. You had some opportunities, but when I look at things, some costly errors in that Saturday doubleheader. Four errors and big innings seem to be the bugaboo for your pitching staff.
Yeah, it was a weird weekend for us, and we really haven't made three defensive errors. We've been pretty solid there, but it was really a frustrating weekend. Kind of, leaves you scratching your head, and we gotta get back to the basics. We're still in the hunt. We still have a chance to stay in the playoffs. So we gotta just go out there and take the Steelers and Binghamton this weekend and push forward.
What did you learn about your team this weekend?
I learned a lot about myself, and that's really where it comes down to is the attitude of the team, making sure we remain positive, continue teaching throughout the game. Pushing these guys to get better on an everyday basis. And that's something that we didn't do this weekend, and I'll take full responsibility for our faults this weekend.
You've got a non-conference game with UMass on Wednesday, and then the big conference games coming up this Saturday and Sunday against Binghamton. Are these must wins for you?
Binghamton, the conference weekend from here on out, we have to take it serious. We have to take it serious, from here on out. This is our playoffs have started as of Saturday morning. UMass Amherst and BC, these are turn-up games for us, but ultimately we have 9 games left, possibly for the rest of our season, and we got to win. We have to win baseball games.
How's the attitude of the team as you get ready for this week?
I think for the most part, our guys are they're in between. Tomorrow we got practice. I got to get these guys riled up a little bit, and make them understand that at the end of the day, we have nothing to lose and everything to gain, and we got to just go out and play baseball. And if we are capable of doing our jobs, we'll be okay.
You still have faith that this team can not only be successful here, but get into the playoffs and take care of business there?
I have tons of faith in this team. There's a certain sense of resiliency that this team has, and we don't back down. And I think that, we just got to go out there and play our game and not try to do anything more. And that's been something I think that we've really faltered on, is trying to do more than we're actually capable of. And, we just got to go out and play baseball.
All right, that sounds like the plan this week at UMass on Wednesday, and then Binghamton this Saturday and Sunday at home. Nick, we wish you luck this week as always. Appreciate you joining us, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Robert.
That's Nick Durba, head coach of Maine Black Bear Baseball on Downtown. The Black Bear Reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And Black Bear updates from Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street in Bangor, offering full service from oil changes to engine jobs from experienced local people you can trust. Visit the website, too, at BennettAutoCenter.com. It is a Monday afternoon, last day of April. We mentioned Maine baseball. What's ahead for them this week? Maine softball lost 2 out of 3 to Binghamton over the weekend. They are at Stony Brook for conference matchups Friday and Saturday. Losing 2 out of 3 this weekend dropped the Bears to 3rd in America East with an 8-5 conference record. Red Sox tonight take on the Kansas City Royals, opening up a series with them at Fenway Park. Eduardo Rodriguez gets the start tonight. Jason Hamill goes for KC. Win yesterday leaves the Sox at 20-7 and a 2-game lead over the red-hot Yankees in the American League East. New York is now 18-9 in the season, riding, an 8-game win streak, and getting contributions from everybody in that lineup.